This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and Russian officials continue to blame each other on Saturday for the deaths of dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war in an attack on a prison in a separatist-controlled area. The International Red Cross asked to visit the prison to make sure the scores of wounded POWs had proper treatment, but said its request had not been granted thus far. Meanwhile, Russia kept launching attacks on several Ukrainian cities, hitting a school and a bus station. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the ICRC and the United Nations have a duty to react to the shelling of the prison complex in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk province, and he called again for Russia to be declared a terrorist home. U.S. President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 yet again. And this is slightly more than 3 days after he was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation altogether. The medical authorities say that in such a rebound of infections, it follows a treatment with antiviral drugs, which are rare. White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor reports that Biden is not showing any symptoms, and he does feel well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says most rebound cases remain mild and that severe disease during that period has not been proven. The White House says Biden will follow CDC guidelines and isolate for 2 days. This is VOA News via thousands of followers of an influential Shiite cleric have now stormed into Iraq's parliament to protest government formation efforts led by his rivals from the Iran-backed groups. Protesters follow the Muqtada al-Sadr and use ropes and chains to topple cement walls around the heavily fortified green zone on Saturday and then flooded into the assembly building. It is the second time such a breach this week, but this time they did not disperse peacefully. Iraqi security forces first used tear gas and some bombs to try to repel the demonstrators altogether. The protesters are now saying that they were staging an open-ended seat inside the parliament. Some among al-Sadr's rivals, the Iran-backed political groups, have called for the counter-demonstration, while others urge some type of dialogue. Pakistan's military and its chief has reportedly sought help from the United States in securing the early disbursement of an international monetary fund. And we get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The request comes as the high price of energy imports pushes the cash-strapped South Asian nation to the brink of a payment crisis. Government sources told VOA late Friday on condition of anonymity that General Qamar Javed Bajwa spoke by phone to Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Wendy Sherman earlier this week and raised the issue. Pakistan last week reached a staff-level agreement with the IMF for the revival of a multi-billion dollar bailout package, but the deal is subject to approval by the lender's board, which is due to meet in late August. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Officials in New York City have declared a public health emergency due to the monkeypox outbreak. In the announcement Saturday by the mayor, Eric Adams, and health commissioner, called New York City the epicenter of the outbreak, with as many as 150,000 residents at risk of infection. The declaration will allow officials to use emergency orders under the city health code and amend code provisions to implement measures to help slow the spread. In the recent days, New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of disaster emergency, declaring that the health department called monkeypox an imminent threat to public health. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.